On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Each season, good old boy Dave goes out of his way, and I mean out of his way, to find gross things, and then he makes us drink the gross things. So, good old boy Dave, what's today's torture?
You know, it's not easy to go out and find things no one is going to enjoy and then convince people to come here repeatedly to drink them. In fact, it takes a lot of balls. That's called foreshadowing for you out there. Today we're sampling buzz balls.
Oh boy.
Well, Buzzballs is a range of U.S.-owned ready-to-drink cocktail mixes manufactured by Sazerac Company, Incorporated.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Oh, this is going to be so special. Welcome to another... Well, yeah. I don't even know how to get this going. So, this is a suds segment where we can't promise that you're going to agree with everything that we say. In fact, you probably don't even agree with everything we say. But what we can promise is that good old boy Dave will say something incredibly inappropriate before we're done here.
And we don't pre-read the scripts before we start the episode.
Yeah. Why would we do that?
Right.
Why? Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm excited.
I'm not.
Ask me again in 40 minutes.
Good old boy Sparky, hello.
When you said this was a special episode, is that like when my mama said I was special?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke.
That's what I thought.
Short bus special all the way.
Good old boy Dave.
Hi, everybody.
Here we
are. I'm excited. I don't know about the rest of you fortunate bastards, but...
Well, it's hot outside, folks, and parents are sending their kids off to sleepaway camp, or grandma's house, or grandpa's house, or somebody's house. And that means that summer is here. And that means it's time for some questionable decisions. Yeah. Each season, good old boy Dave goes out of his way, and I mean out of his way, to find gross things, and then he makes us drink the gross things. So, good old boy Dave, what's today's torture?
You know, it's not easy to go out and find things no one is going to enjoy and then convince people to come here repeatedly to drink them. In fact, it takes a lot of balls. That's called foreshadowing for you out there. It takes a lot of balls to put an episode like this together. To be exact, it takes over 20 balls to make an episode. Wait, two, four, okay. to make an episode like this, and not just any balls. Today, we're sampling buzz balls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. Well, Buzz Balls is a range of U.S.-owned ready-to-drink cocktail mixes manufactured by Sazerac Company, Incorporated.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Originally devised as a master's degree project. Truth, by a woman, yes. Mm. It was incorporated as Buzz Balls, LLC. and promoted as being a woman-owned and family-run business.
And once they got the vote, things just went downhill from there.
And then it was acquired.
That is my inappropriate thing.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And then it was acquired by Sazerac in 2024.
Okay.
On a hot Texas afternoon in the mid-2000s, then high school teacher Marilee Kick was sitting by her pool grading papers when she had a hankering for an alcoholic beverage. She thought it would be cool to sip a cocktail out of a plastic container versus a fragile cocktail glass. Apparently someone gets a little clumsy when they've had a couple. Marilee came up with Buzzball's signature spherical shape thanks to a memoir in her house.
A glass.
Yeah, whatever. A glass. Ooh, what's that word?
Votive
from a recent family trip. She was at a sporting goods store later when a can of tennis balls served as an inspiration for a pop top she could use. After graduating with an MBA, Marilee tirelessly researched the industry and took out a huge, massive loan to launch her company. She enlisted her company to help get the business off the ground, and now Buzzballs are sold nationally. Actually, they're sold internationally at this point. These pre-mixed cocktails are also internationally. There you go. See? Got ahead of myself.
Okay.
Somebody didn't read the script either.
I know, right? Well, I was drunk when I wrote it. And I'll be drunk soon now when I'm reading it. Since we've got so many balls to try today.
I can't wait to put these balls in my mouth.
Let's skip the lineup and just get right to the balls.
Yeah, let's just.
Hey, fellas, ready to try some balls?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised how cold the balls were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to, at least for now?
I feel like they kind of were smaller than I was expecting.
Yeah. It was kind of tough. Yeah. It was kind of tough to cup the balls. You know, there's a lot of spillage.
Well, you have to be careful when you're opening them.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
Yep. You got to hold them just so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Precious liquid inside.
But don't squeeze. Do not squeeze the balls.
No,
I don't think you can.
That's true. You might break a votive.
That's true.
Okay. We are going to be tasting and rating these balls from 1 to 5 on the fly. And we're just randomly going to be digging into a cooler and picking out random balls. Yes.
Testes. 1, 2, 3.
Let's get my balls. Let's get to the balls, okay?
All right.
The first one is rather green.
All right, these balls aren't going to taste themselves,
right.
Everybody.
It's like nuclear waste grain.
This one is called Gold Melon. Yeah. It's vodka with natural flavors and certified
nothing
colors.
Natural.
Ooh.
Nothing in the natural world.
Antifreeze.
Like this.
And all of these are going to be about 15% ABV, just in case.
Wonder how much sugar's in these things.
A lot.
A lot
That's
of sugar.
That's all I'm getting.
Well, no, I'm getting the vodka too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is vodka.
There's a little vodka, a lot of sugar, and just that little hint of melon, which is like, I don't know, fake candy, Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
So what?
Sourced naturally.
What flavor in nature provides that sort of candied melon flavor?
This kind of Midori melon you're talking about?
Yeah.
Midori?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like...
It does taste like Midori a little bit.
A Midori sour from... Well, not even sour, just Midori sweet something. Oh. Vodka.
It's very candy-ish, though.
Very candy, yeah.
But do you hate it or can you... Would you drink this in a natural, normal setting?
No.
I can't.
How Out in the you? Wilds.
I'm not a big melon drink guy, and this one just...
It's a lot of melon.
It's just a lot.
Well, yeah. The Japanese love melons, right? So maybe they would be on it or something. I mean, I'm trying to think of what's the appropriate... I mean, yeah, a pool party where you don't want to break stuff, maybe.
You know, maybe a retro pool party.
Yeah.
You know, with like music from the 80s and like Alabama Slammers and Yacht Rock. And because this reminds me of like those Midori drinks that you had like when you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because everything was sweet back then.
If you were 16 right now, Kendall, would you drink this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I have a 17-year-old.
What shall we? Oh, we're going to rate this too.
Wow, generous!
If that's our floor, imagine where we'll go today.
Oh, sweet naive Sparky! Mm.
But then the next one now is a passion fruit martini.
Now, which one is it? The light one or the darker one?
It's the darker one.
What's the price point on these boogers?
About $3.50.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So this one. This one is a vodka with passion fruit juice, natural flavors, and certified color. Again.
You know what? This one actually tastes more like...
I'm not getting a lot of passion fruit off of this.
No, like at the very beginning, and then it fades into something...
Super fades.
Weird. I'm not sure what that is. Is this another vodka one?
Yeah. It's almost like a...
Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is certainly a summer of questionable decisions, and today, good old boy Dave is torturing us with drinking some Buzz Balls. And right before the break, we started talking about the passion fruit martini cocktail.
Tastes like passion fruit for 0.25 seconds.
You know, I love the passion fruit, especially when I feel the passion fruit. But this one fades and it gets almost into like a dark, almost getting like a toffee or caramel sugary thing going on.
Yeah, it's this weird gritty kind of.
Really odd.
I wonder if they back sweetened it with brown sugar instead of just
cane. Possibly, because there's something weird there that's really.
That or it's some sort of toxic chemical.
I think you guys are giving them way too much credit. we back sweetened it with industrial.
It may have be something that's leached out of the plastic. So okay. So if the first one was a 2, this one's a
barely.
Okay.
Can we go less than 1?
Huh. I mean, I've seen kids, you know, kids my son's age, they're not drinking alcohol or smoking dope, but the one thing that they do seem to really love is twisted tea, and they call it tweez. That's what they call it. And I don't know, like, would the kids just grab a sack full of these and say, hey, let's go crush some balls? How's that work?
I don't know.
I kind of wonder.
I don't know.
Mm.
Okay, moving on next. Oof. This one is another cocktail. This is the Tequila Rita.
Oh, my God. It smells like Pine Sol on the nose.
Yeah, it's a weird smell.
It's not.
So this is tequila, vodka, and triple sec with lime and lemon juice, natural flavors, and FDC yellow number 5.
Yeah, absolutely not.
This is so bad.
It does taste like it's got a chemical taste to it.
Yeah, like chemical toilet. Like
window cleaner.
This is what you would use to clean the toilet after you had the first two.
It does taste like that kind of cleaner smells.
Yeah. So it does. Who would drink this?
I don't know. It's got a bathroom. You're right. Bathroom cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Maybe if you.
I wish we had something to cleanse our palate with.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
I don't think there's triple. They say tequila in this?
Yes. tequila, vodka, okay, and triple sec.
I don't want to give this one any more airtime.
No.
Okay.
What?
Terrible. Yeah.
Half Uno. Of one.
Half, yeah.
Well, we got to go Uno, but yeah, it's a...
You know what? This is going to be the new sound effect for anything that's less than a one.
I like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's bad. I saw margarita and I was hopeful, but...
I know. Mm. Yeah, margarita
it's like,
seems,
how do you mess that up?
Like, last night we went and had some cheap margaritas and...
Yeah.
We had some cheap margaritas, and they were cheap tasting margaritas, like limeade flavored.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't seem you could screw it up, but this is definitely
somehow they figure out a way.
Okay, this next buzzball is the hazelnut latte cocktail.
Oh, this will taste good after a margarita.
So, premium vodka, other than standard, what?
It smells minty on the nose. I'm getting like some weird.
It says premium vodka. Other than standard orange wine.
Other than
and cream.
What does that mean?
Honestly, though, not compared to the others,
to
it's
God.
Not bad.
This is actually, yeah.
I don't, okay, actually, no, I can get down with this.
So this looks like a latte.
Yeah, it tastes like cheap iced coffee you get in a can at a gas station. Yeah,
with a,
and there's
with
definitely an alcohol burn.
With a sous-sens of...
it's sweet.
Yeah, it's booze. Too sweet. Overly sweet. That's like so many
milky.
Of those iced coffees you get
but
are just pure sugar anyway.
It completely eliminated the flavor of the last one from
it
my
did.
Mouth.
It's that's why I appreciate this one.
I will
one.
Be, you know
good
what?
Good job, Juliana.
Hey, yeah.
I would, yeah. Actually,
Sparky was asking for a palate cleanser.
I'm saving this, too.
And
this
yeah.
is not going the cuvee.
I'm not
going to
call
this
a palate cleanser, but it's a palate cleaner, so.
I kind of like it.
That first one was a toilet cleaner.
I could go here on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be our high score.
Oh my God.
Well, we probably found the ceiling and found the floor. Yeah.
Okay. This next one is a chiller and this is a beach ball.
Now, so these are the ones that are don't have vodka or any hard liquor.
It's just
they only have orange wine, so they can sell them at the grocery stores.
So this one is orange wine with natural flavors and certified colors.
It's definitely a lot of tropical fruits on the nose. A
lot of tropical fruit and a flavor too, but it's just it's everything about all of these. It's like their proportions are off. There's something that's just out of balance.
Yeah, it's all about sugar. Sugar first. Mm-hmm. Then an explosion of juices.
So apparently when this, when the lady Marilee first started making these, she was doing her own blends in her garage. And she had a guy in China making the little balls for her, little Chinese balls. And so then she was canning them with a hand crank canning thing.
Wow.
And so then she would take them out to convenience stores and try to sell them.
I just like, hey man, I got this sack of balls. You want to put it in your store?
Like, hang it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I bet this is like a pain in the butt to merchandise because, you know, you've got your standard size 16 ounce, 24 ounce, your 40s, and then somebody says, hey, I've got a bunch of these little balls. Can you?
I wonder if these are big with like the wino crowd. Like,
there's not enough. Well, until we get to the big ball.
Yeah.
Wow. This, I would like to point out that these next two colors do not exist in nature.
They do not.
But do exist in windshield wiper fluid.
They do look like windshield. But this one we're tasting here, the what tropical
is
something.
Is this the blue
other.
One?
No.
Well, the peach balls. So,
oh, is that what we just finished off?
Yeah. So what are we going to rate the peach balls?
I already
balls?
Forgot about the peach one.
Right. Sorry. I was too distracted by the colors.
Two. Okay.
Okay.
Squirrel.
Peaches are two.
Yeah.
What's it called? Peach what?
Peach balls.
Peach balls.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Peach, a little tropical fruit.
So now we're on the... Yeah, it was okay.
Okay. So now we're doing another chiller, and this one is berry cherry limeade.
This tastes exactly like...
What color is that, would you say?
It's Robin's slushy blue.
Robin's egg blue.
Like you get a blue, you know, a blue slush at the Sonic. Okay. It's going to look like this.
Oh, like ocean water or something.
So this one is orange wine with tropical fruit juices, other natural and artificial flavors,
cherry,
and certified color.
Cherry what?
Berry cherry limeade.
Okay. There's no cherry here.
It's they buried not bad.
They this buried one, the cherry.
This one's flavors clash less than the rest. I'll say that. There's less clash here.
This tastes like a slush puppy.
It tastes or like a slushy.
Yeah.
Like a melted slushy.
This does taste like a Sonic drink.
I wouldn't go seek this out, but like it's if this terrible. Was there.
If it was forced upon me.
Yeah.
It's not, if there's not awful. A big old bucket of balls in front of me.
And, I'm going for the blue one.
Yeah, I'm going for the blue balls.
Okay. What are we going to rate this one? 3? Holy cow.
Holy.
We've had 2 3s. Pretty amazing.
That is impressive that out of 6, we have 2 3s, 2 2s, and 2 1s.
So
I thought we had a less than one, but.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, we have a couple of these.
I like this.
Okay.
What color is this?
This next one, light purple, is Grapes Gone Wild. It's a chiller.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And we're just gonna discuss it before the break here. It is orange wine with natural flavors.
It's grape Kool-Aid, is what it is.
To be continued.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, good old boy Dave did it again for us.
Oops, I did it again.
And we're doing a summer of questionable decisions, and today's questionable decisions is a lot of balls.
My teeth feel weird. Like there's some kind of coating on them now.
Otherwise known as buzz balls. So right before the break, we mentioned the Grapes Gone Wild.
Purple drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now let's taste it and rate it.
I actually like this one. It really does remind me of grape Kool-Aid.
From your childhood?
It's just so, I mean, this might be the most child-appropriate one of all the balls.
Yeah,
give it. Yeah, I mean, if you're a sexual predator and want to, like, get some kids, you just put a bunch of these in your fridge, the brightly colored ones,
or
hey, kids.
Alternatively, if you're just a very terrible parent and you want your kids to take naps, you just
so bad.
Or do you guys remember as kids in the frozen section there would be this box of all of these,
that weird guy that was plastic, trying to give you the long, weird Kool-Aid,
like iced
ice pops.
Got them. Yeah.
So could you make like pretend these are those or something?
I think if you froze this and
or tried
and
to
ate
freeze
it like a slushy.
Well, yeah, I think some of them said you can. They're like freezeable.
Well, the wine ones, I think you very much can freeze them.
Okay.
I think the vodka ones, well, I guess it
usually
depends
doesn't
on,
freeze up.
Yeah. But it would be kind of slushy-ish.
It reminds me of, we were talking about this earlier, those, when you're growing up, the super cheap, like blue and red grenade drinks that they had at the grocery store with God only knows what kind of flavor.
Probably the exact stuff they're putting
correct.
In.
Correct. What is?
Yeah. Okay. So what shall we rate? The purple drink.
Purple drink.
Oh
no.
My God.
Oh no.
What? Kendall's driving it, man.
We're going into going 4.
It's a 4. It's the best one.
Jesus. Holy wow. Grapes Gone Wild.
I know a certain attorney who's going to lose his.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, we're back into the green. This one is a Chillers, and this is a Lime-rita. So
another.
This one,
take it a margarita.
Okay, so
this is agave wine.
Okay, it's slightly less
with natural toilet cleaner
on the nose. It smells like a cheap margarita.
Yes.
It really
this
does.
This is 1,000 times better than that other Rita.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not as an industrial smell as the previous
tastes,
one.
Yeah, it tastes like a cheap margarita. It basically tastes like one of those, you get a Mexican place when it's buy one, get one free on Taco Tuesday.
And that's fine.
Yeah, not a bad.
Mix it up with a powder.
Yeah.
I will say it's pretty darn sweet.
Yeah. A little tart, though. There's a lot of lime in there.
A lot of lime.
This one works, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly what it says it is.
How Kendall got his groove back.
As advertised.
And that's a good thing. Okay. Well, shall we rate the lime, Rita? Oh, my God. We're into 4 territory again?
I'm going 4.
Amazing.
Kendall's going scorched earth on this.
Okay.
Buzzballs is going
to
be our new.
Buzzballs are just getting to me at this point. I'm just giving everything a 4. It's a 4. Yeah.
Kendall's going to start hugging Sparky. I love you, man.
High five, man.
Now for the Southern players.
Glad I got to enjoy these
balls.
This
one's a cocktail, and this one is the lemon tea. Premium vodka with tea and natural flavors.
So these are Southern what?
Ooh. No, there goes my streak.
Oh, that's
Louisiana gone bad.
God bless.
Lipton nightmares.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. That's some really bad tea. And a lemon window cleaner.
This is an Arnold Palmer if Arnold Palmer was a crack whore.
No, this is the John Daly version of an Arnold Palmer.
Okay, that is the thickest tea I've ever had.
This is if John Daly urinated after drinking a bunch of Arnold Palmers.
Who's to say that he didn't?
That's true.
That was bad.
We're back to...
I like this.
We're back to 1.
Zero.
Sub 1. God, that was terrible.
What
dude.
Were they thinking? Okay.
Meanwhile,
from the labs at Sazerac comes.
Okay. I mean, did they find like 10 people who tried that and were like, yeah, I'd totally drink that?
Oh, yeah. I want to be in the focus group tasting for this.
Okay. Yeah. Number 10. Can you believe we're at 10? And the dump bucket colors are extraordinary.
Oh, the smell on this.
Okay, so this one is Cookie Nookie. Premium vodka, another than standard
hazelnut
orange wine.
For
what
days.
Does that even mean?
Yeah,
other
so
than standard.
Much.
Yeah, natural flavors and certified color.
I kind of like the...
So much hazelnut.
That's okay, this one is so
hazelnuts
sticky.
In your mouth. Hazelnuts...
Well, I'm glad it's got other than standard orange wine in it. Oh, I wish you could see the look on Kendall's
face. This tastes like gingerbread.
Yeah. it's very intense. Intensely sweet.
This is a Christmas only.
Almost a little savory.
It's so thick. It's like you're just drinking creamer. Like not with anything
exactly.
else.
Just liquid sugar.
Like it's this is international delight with not diluted enough.
Yeah. It's too thick and heavy. Ugh.
I'm going to do it one more time just for kicks.
No, I can't.
This really? Is...
There's some weird artificial flavor, too, towards the end. I can't...
There's a lot happening here, man. Would this be better if it was wintertime?
I don't think it could be better. No. Unless you let it like warm up in your car for a day and then tried it.
What if you... poured this in your coffee.
That might work.
Like if you used it like coffee cream, like spiked your coffee with it.
I could see that.
Could see good old girl June doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. She'd put this in her coffee.
But it would have to be...
You'd have to dilute it down.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a really dark...
But what about the coffee? What about the diabetes? Nobody thinks about the diabetes.
It's there. All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, with this one?
Mm. All right, so what?
So sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nobody likes sticky balls.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have very thick balls.
Barely.
Okay.
Yeah. Big,
Uno.
Thick, sticky balls are getting a 1.
All right. Uno mas. Yeah. Okay. Number 11 is a chiller, and it is the pink lemon squeezy.
Because nothing tastes better after thick, creamy hazelnut than pink lemonade.
This reminds me of
Orange wine with natural flavors.
It's pink lemonade. It's a little overly sweet, but it's not terrible. It's not as good as the grape, but it's...
this reminds me...
You can do it.
...of that dairy pink lemonade. Yes. I don't know if you guys ever had that.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of before.
That or
the
maybe...
stuff in the plastic.
Maybe country time, but...
Yeah.
I don't hate this.
Mouth will ever be the same after that cookie nookie.
Yeah.
When there was cookie nookie in my mouth.
I would give this one less than the grape, whatever we gave the grape. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a solid three. It's drinkable.
Okay. Right. So there we go.
These would probably all be better slushies, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
100%.
The stuff that came out of this ball was white.
Yeah. Are we drinking milk? Is this alcoholic milk?
No.
I got questions.
Number 12 is the horchata.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I'm barely getting a cinnamon on the nose. Barely.
A little bit of cinnamon,
So this is vodka other than standard orange wine and cream.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And why do you have to put it on the label? Like, I feel like there's a whole industry of other than standard orange wines.
Like, yeah.
Actually... this is another one. I think you put it in your coffee and you're probably good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a coffee one. Although it's not as thick as that cookie nookie on there.
It's thinner than you think it's going to be. It's not bad.
Right.
The cinnamon's coming through. But yeah, this would be good in a coffee.
Actually, you know what? The other way I would use this is, have you guys ever made a snow cream? Like when it snows?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I would put this in there.
In some snow cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would work. Not terrible.
No.
Yeah. Two or three? Yeah.
Was there a three?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Three.
Julie's like, you guys are going too fast.
No, was there like a ice pop back in the day that was...
horchata flavored?
Or something similar to
not
this?
Not that I remember.
I don't think so.
That would have been good, though.
Maybe it was Pennsylvania. All right, to be continued.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is eye-opening for all of us.
We've got some information that's going to blow the cover off these balls.
Straight from RFK Jr.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So what we are doing today is the mastermind of Good Old Boy Dave and his torture to all of us. I don't know why. Mm. But a summer of questionable decisions. We are drinking a ungodly amount of Buzzballs. And
I think Kendall's becoming a Buzzballs believer.
There's a couple that are semi okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So right before the break, we started talking about the... we're still on the horchata. No, we finished the horchata. We finished.
Did we rate the horchata?
I think we went three on the horchata.
Yes.
Yes. Sure. Three on the horchata. Okay. Talk about the news that we found out.
Oh,
other
than standard orange wine, Sparky is a high ABV base wine, usually 20 to 23% alcohol, that is made from fermented orange peels
and sugar.
So basically, it's malt liquor or like moonshine base with orange peels.
Well, and that makes sense too, right? Because they can't use vodka. They're claiming it's wine. So really, it is just like grain like sugar alcohol and that they threw fruit remainders into to call it a wine, when in technicality it's nothing that any human would consume on their own.
Right. It's stuff you would either send to the hog farm or ferment and feed to us. So
okay. All right. Moving on. The Cran Blaster Chiller. Orange wine with natural
smells
flavors.
Smells like cranberry.
Is this other than standard orange wine or just orange wine? Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
wait.
A sea breeze from hell.
Yeah. It's how is it too tart and too sweet?
That's impressive. Yes. Yeah, because it hit the back of my throat and I almost choked.
It's
and that was
so so out of balance, but weirdly too much of everything.
It's like too much of everything, but it kind of finishes in a way that
I just want to do
medicinal. It's like some kind of cough syrup.
Yeah, these are not.
Okay, no go on this one.
No.
We're in the one territory. Okay.
This is like
I would add seltzer to this and I bet it would be okay.
Maybe. Okay. Next one, Chillers Strawberry Rita.
Definitely get the strawberry in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's pleasant.
That's actually maybe the best one we've had.
Yeah, that doesn't suck as much.
You like it better than the grape and the blue?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Wait, is this back to vodka or is
no, this is orange? The Chillers, so it's orange it was wine.
The other margarita one, I like just the lime Rita, I thought was pretty good. This one, the
Chillers. This one's agave wine.
I'm telling you, man, the Chillers are the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chillers are pretty good.
I just want to try the other than standard orange wine, like as like a reference straight? Point. Yeah. That's my new goal in life.
Hey, Buzzballs.
This strawberry Rita thing.
We need you to send us about two gallons.
Strawberry Rita, are we going three?
Oh, no.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are we going four?
I'd go four. Yeah. I'd go four.
All right.
Oh, God, if we gave it a
false standard metric scale.
Well, yeah, by the Buzzball scale.
Okay. Number 15 is going to be the Choco Chiller.
Choco.
Okay.
It smells like chalk.
Orange wine with cream and other flavors.
Mm-hmm. Other?
other flavors. Yeah, like, you know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh gosh, no,
that's so astringent and sweet, like, and also it's like you said, how can they do that at the same time?
I don't think coffee would save this.
No, but it's got like a really weird fake chocolate flavor. I've had some like cheap chewy chocolate taffy before that tastes like this.
Oh, have interesting. You ever, it's like that chocolate wine if you've ever had chocolate wine.
Have you ever tasted like the Hershey's chocolate syrup straight?
Yeah.
And it's got that weird, it's like
it's
that.
It's intense, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost, it's too much sugar. You're like your mind can't process it.
Hey, Jules, are there still more balls after this? I mean,
we're continuing with the balls. Okay.
I'm not sure my stomach can process
so
it.
So the Choco Chiller.
That's two? This. Like no, this. It's this.
Two.
Oh, you thought it was bad?
It was terrible, yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Negative one.
Yeah.
I like this.
Okay. Number 16 is a watermelon smash cocktail.
Ooh.
Okay. And this one is premium vodka with natural flavors and certified
Definitely
colors.
Smells like watermelon and citrus on the nose.
You know what?
Smells like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
I'm afraid though, because bad watermelon is like when my
it tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it does. They're using the same fake flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up watermelon Jolly Rancher.
I think this is the best of the cocktails so far.
It actually
this is
it's
a cocktail
not,
one?
Yeah.
Cocktail vodka.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not overly sweet. Yeah. This one's pretty
good. You got a little bit
decent.
Of citrus. You got the watermelon. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, again,
in context,
on the Buzzball scale.
On the Buzzball scale,
yeah.
Three?
No, I think Kendall went four.
Yeah,
well, man. All right.
Okay.
I think we're just riding along with Kendall on
another creamy one.
Is another creamy one, and this one is what the
Pina Colada.
Pina Colada.
If you like pina coladas.
Yeah, it smells like suntan lotion.
A really good pina colada
pineapple
is one of the
colada. So other than drinks. Standard orange wine and orange wine. So other this than standard can I and orange wine.
Can I change my name to other than standard
with
Sparky?
Cream, natural pineapple, and coconut flavors.
Yeah, tastes like suntan lotion.
Oh, uh-huh.
A lot of fake coconut there.
Yeah, it's coconut, and then there's the pineapple. Yep.
You found the pineapple?
It's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
So sweet.
Pretty bad.
Are we still going?
One more.
Go, go, go. What about the big one?
So what is it?
Oh, this is a
one. What are you rating it?
Oh, sorry.
It's a
one. One?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. And so we're going to do two more.
Lightning round. Let's go, go, go.
Lightning round.
So the green one?
The green one. What is the green one, Dave?
Apple.
Green one is forbidden apple.
Also Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher. It's a green apple.
Green apple Jolly Rancher, straight up.
100%. These are both Jolly Rancher flavors. I'm going to give it a three.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll do it. Yeah, I can go with a three.
Okay. That's number 18. And then number 19.
I can't wait to put this big ball in my mouth.
The big ball.
30 seconds.
Because what? The regular ones are about the size of a tennis ball, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is the size of a pomelo?
Or a large grapefruit?
Yes.
Or cantaloupe.
Maybe
this
even
is
a
the
cantaloupe.
Chili lime,
you
chili
know,
mango.
I have to say, I like the pouring mechanism on this one.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Like, it's less of spilly.
Yeah.
This one is a chili mango chiller. And it's agave wine with natural flavor.
Ooh, that's got a little heat to it, man.
Are you a chili mango? Oh, God. Did we shake it well?
Yeah, that is not too bad.
Three. Okay.
Chili mango. Yeah, I like the little bit of spice.
Well, that is going to do it for today. That was 19 buzz balls.
That's a lot of balls.
In an episode.
That's true. I don't think anybody's taken that many balls.
Holy cow. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
Yeah, we made it.
We did. Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Sparky, thanks so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be a part of this Buzzball Bukkake.
Good boy Dave.
I like this.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Of course you do, because you came up with it. Oh. Okay, this is good old gal Juliana. Thank you so much for staying to the end. And mind your balls, folks. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
My stomach hurts.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.